This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Hot Almighty.
9.
You know, say what you want, but I never had an argument with anybody who didn't speak English.
Paige.
I would rather be the one who does the whipping rather than someone who gets spanked.
Fat Boy.
Dabo Swinney. If I ever see you out in public, I will buy your lunch and shake your hand, sir.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This is a list on the New York Post. Boy, they're really at the top of their game, the New York Post, because they sent a reporter out to ask people if they have a bucket list. And most people say, of course, I got my 5-year plan, all that thing. But then they said, do you have a sex bucket list? And then they said people were perplexed for a moment. And they said, well, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people didn't realize that they had sex bucket lists.
Yeah.
So it's not ladies first, because that would be sexist Paige first.
It would be sexist.
So I'm going to ask the person that I'm closest to in the room by not only spirit, but also in distance. Jimmy?
Yes?
Do you have a sex bucket list?
I never really gave it any thought. Like, to have a sex bucket list, I mean, I don't have a working list.
See, I don't want to reveal what some of these people said because I feel it would lead some of the answers. Because some of these, we live in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's right? Both of them together. It's just Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
So nothing, Jim.
I mean,
did you have any feats you've already obtained, or is it something that?
All the things I really wanted to do, I think I've done at some point. But I would like to do them all again, many more times, over and over again.
All right.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe a different partner this time.
Sure.
Do-si-do.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't a whole lot I ain't down with.
I know what we're doing. Hey, don't
stand
come in the office.
Back. There's a Jimmy Kane coming through.
Be honest, there ain't a whole lot I'm not down with.
Office to be occupied at 10 o'clock.
I'm saying, God, now I want to just turn all the questioning to you. I almost want to throw out the situations if you turn it down or not. What about have sex with a girl who's had a kid?
You're okay.
You turn that down, wouldn't
that's
you?
That's one, yeah.
See, I found one. Yeah. I found the ink in the ointment.
I'm also not into, threesomes or group activities. You know, that's not my thing. Swinging's not my thing.
Yeah.
So those wouldn't be on the list. But
dragon's your thing.
As far as, things that two folk can do together, ain't much I ain't down with.
Well, I tell you what. High five me.
Thank you. I'm going to wash that hand.
Oh, no. Yeah, that was your right hand. Damn. Fat boy, you're a man who's lost his virginity to a girl and then later that night had sex a second time with a different girl. So then he got married and hasn't had sex with anyone else since.
Are we talking about acts or people?
It's acts. Give you just a couple examples to kind of lead you what they got. Like doing it in a car. Incorporating food.
I haven't done that. Oh, that'd be a bad situation.
Who dinged that? Was that you, Jim?
Yeah, I have the bell.
So is that something you have done before or would not mind incorporating? And what would you incorporate?
Yeah,
a Whopper?
Best. Well, see, that's what, cheeseburger, bacon. No, it's best if it's, fun foods.
Honey would be a mess for me and my beard.
Honeys and syrups and.
Oh, I'd be a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate syrup and those kinds of the strawberry syrup.
And, you talking about the Whopper in his drawers?
God bless.
You know, even like those flavored things they gave us from Adam and Eve at Numerous Nuptials.
Yeah.
I haven't opened any of those, but you
that
know,
one thing I thought like was a doorstop. Turns out it's something you're supposed to put in the microwave first. I'm like,
yeah,
God bless.
Long glass, yeah.
Yeah, poor it's flavored thing. After.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, and it's got Wi-Fi.
It does.
And you plug it in, and it's a fancy.
Mm-hmm. You know, like sweet things and fruits and stuff. Fun.
Yeah, but like.
Not like salted meats or nothing.
But like, even if you said like, you know, the old thing from American Pie, whipped cream bikini or whatever. If you have facial hair, that is just going to be.
It's Varsity Blues, Matt, man.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, the Fox's apple pie was
good. Not another teen movie where it was the hot guy wore the whipped cream bikini.
God, you imagine
God, if, the coach was great. That's Chris Evans.
It was. What it was if Captain America.
From down there? What if she did the opposite and put hot apple pies on her bikini? Oh, that would burn Paige.
I'm down.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's pumpkin pie filling. Let's go to town.
What if she said, Jimmy, I would like you to wear a whipped cream underwear. Would you do that? I mean, God, no. You need three cans, knowing you.
Oh my
How
goodness!
How good looking is she?
It's Jose Canseco's ex-wife.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah.
No, because I don't want to have him challenging me to a boxing match.
All right, then it's the girl of your dreams, whoever that may be.
Okay. Yeah.
You would.
I couldn't do that.
No, man.
I couldn't do that to a woman.
I couldn't either. I couldn't either.
Well, that's the thing is, I'd eat whatever she didn't want.
Oh, my goodness.
Start in the back.
That's on the list.
No. My bikini's assless. It's assless bikini.
Oh, my God.
Like assless chaps.
Would you settle for whipped cream chaps? I could swing that
yeah.
maybe for you.
You like these whipped cream socks I put on?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
So, Fatboy, nothing at all, huh? Nothing themed? No kind of role play where, like, you know, they do the thing where you pretend to be distressed and he breaks in the house or to save you or vice versa?
I would have to think, but it would be a pretty rough list. It'd be a lot of stuff on there. I mean, getting spanked in here was cool. I'd probably take that up to the next level.
Like, what is that to you?
What's the
taste?
Next level?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Uh-huh. Is that what it is?
I mean, it goes there eventually.
With the electric wand?
No. With one of those things they gave us from Adam and Eve at Numerous Nuptials. The one that goes in the microwave.
Oh, just
oh,
one?
No.
Just one.
A plug of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get tied up to the cross thing that spins around or what.
I kept talking into mine. I thought it was Alexa.
Yeah, no.
It looks like a smart speaker. It did. It just tell me it did.
I don't know if you got the same one as me, though.
I don't think so.
You got the deluxe.
You didn't get the one that looked like the top of a fez hat?
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
Like some, I mean, it did.
Yeah. Is yours blue as well?
It was.
Oh. Well. Now it's an off green one, I heard.
Stop.
Now it's taupe.
Oh, this is great.
This is awful.
You got it with you?
Maybe dishwasher safe.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I sure did.
And, you know, blown glass, you can boil it to clean it.
Paige thought I had a tail this morning.
Don't laugh too hard.
Now I know what it's used for.
Sitting on shards.
You thought I was just doing kegels over here. No. Trying to pop this sucker out.
You know, somebody texts in popsicles. Yeah, that's a good idea. Just,
ooh,
you know,
no.
Ice cubes, fun.
Oh, boy.
Also,
salt.
Hot stuff is fun. Not just like hot candle wax, you know, whatever.
I'm going to hold my nose whatever. And breathe real hard.
I'm going to write down one I heard was pretty cool, and then you can tell me.
All right, I'll tell you, Paige.
Yeah.
I'll tell you before we even get to I thought and thought and thought, and unless I was thrown at scenarios, I could not think of anything. Not that I've done everything, certainly, but I can't. I could not do the Mile High Club. That's the one everybody's texting me. I would get sick.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't fit in the bathroom with another person.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking like Mile High Club in a bathroom is not feasible. It's just not in a real commercial airline is not feasible.
You
so you'd have
that.
To do first class, and I ain't ever going to get there, so why am I even bothering?
But, you know, it's right. It's the same thing as about in a car. Like, no, I want to have room to do.
Yeah.
I want to have room to, like, really enjoy this.
Oh, but that's fun.
Yeah.
I want room and, like, the better part of an hour to do stuff.
Paige?
Yeah?
I'm not asking you anything that you don't want to answer, correct?
I mean, I don't have... I'm with Nine. I don't have that list of things that I want to do.
You're not with me. Don't
no, I mean, not.
You ever thought about doing it with
no,
a
coworker? No, but you know what I'm saying. I don't have a list of things that I haven't done and I want to do.
Was that too strong?
Because I was married for so long. There's not a lot that I haven't done except things that are completely off the list.
That's true. You, I mean, you've told the story before. You sometimes you would wear the fire suit.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a crazy husband that made me do some wild stuff.
You almost said the S word again.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
But as far as something that I think about or fantasize about doing, I don't know. I'll have to really...
Let me tell you what
maybe,
some of the...
Maybe be on vacation somewhere and...
For women, here is, and I'm just going to read these, and in some of these, even off of the New York Post, I have to censor myself. Incorporating a toy.
Why aren't you doing that already?
Yeah. I've got
incorporating a toy?
Yes, why not?
Well, what are we supposed to use?
G.I. Like, Joe.
Sergeant Slaughter, yeah. Stretch arms.
Hey, Paige.
Oh, stop.
No, Matt, man.
It's a Hatchimal.
I mean, that's why they gave us all that Furby stuff from Adam and Eve at numerous nuptials.
Yeah. I still can't find my buddy.
Okay. Now what's
thank you.
You know, Teddy Ruxpin and a Slayer tape.
Oh, boy. There you go.
Doing it in the water, getting it on in a moving car, role play, light bondage,
that's
using a blindfold. That's trust, dude. That is trust.
Right.
So is that next one on the list.
Quit looking over my shoulder.
Oh, sorry.
Using handcuffs.
See, that's high level of trust. Because if you're handcuffed, you can't take the blindfold off.
That's true.
Doing a sexy photo shoot that leads to... I've seen pornos like that where the model looks over at the guy and he has an erection and suddenly she comes over and the photo shoot turns into... And suddenly everybody realizes there's a video cameraman there too.
Yes.
I know, it's the country fence post in the field in the background.
And then trying flavored lube is on the list.
Okay.
That's for women. For dudes, it's pretty much the same thing, except they want to video it. They want to incorporate food. Jimmy, how can I even word that for without getting a meeting with Mark?
I mean, I guess you'd say it kind of that way.
I don't want to say it that way. That sounds even more elementary.
Yeah, it does.
Different rooms of the house, let's say that, you know?
Oh, just going to different rooms?
And no, going around
the
back.
The butt!
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
that's cool.
Butt stuff.
Yeah. Swinging threesomes, that's the guys.
Yeah.
But the ones they share, though, getting it on in a moving car and getting it on in the water, which we found out you don't do that in a public jacuzzi. We found that out yesterday.
No, because people call the cops.
It's frowned upon.
It is frowned upon. All right, some of these phone calls, let's get to these. What's on your sex bucket list? I consider myself a creative type, and I can't even think of anything. Not that there's anything. Like, I don't want to involve food. It'd be a mess.
Really? It's pancake day. You ain't
clean shaven,
yeah,
I would. Even like, it would be a mess.
Well, if you don't have to take a shower when you get done, you ain't doing it right.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
She's not aware of this. I will use Paige as our guinea. Wait a minute. You're not from Italy.
What?
Paige, you'll be our test rat for this.
Okay.
Test rat. Yeah.
G-pig.
So, let's say that you have... It's not at this place, but let's say you work somewhere else, right? You've worked with someone for 8-10 years, whatever it is, and you had issues with those people, let's say about half that time ago. So like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you had issues with that person. Then that person leaves. Mm-hmm. They go take another job.
Yeah.
It's their last day, and they're leaving. Do you say anything that, like, it's their last day? Do you say anything to them on the way out the door? Like, do you get a last jab in? Or are you glad to just...
Oh, if you don't like them?
Right.
Oh, no.
You don't say anything.
Wait, it's Paige.
That's the only person in the room now that doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
Y'all experienced
it
live.
I wouldn't take the... If they're leaving, whatever, it's just let it go.
What if you were the one leaving then, would you?
Yes. I would just say, look...
Yes.
You've been just, if somebody was terrible to me, I would let them have it. I would.
So you would?
Yeah, why
but
not?
But if you were staying here and they were leaving, you wouldn't say anything.
No, what's the point? They're going.
That's my point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The point is, okay, if you're not going to hang out with this person or if they're leaving to go somewhere else, you'll never most likely not see him again or not see him for a long time. Don't just let it fester and let it go.
But it's not it's okay, we have to do this as proverbial as possible. See, you're the problem, Fat Boy.
He's an instigator like no other.
You are the problem.
I was waiting for it to go down.
From hell.
Fat Boy thinks when somebody leaves a job that they have to make amends with all the problems that they had or people that they did wrong on the way out the door.
And
or
he'll unfriend them.
And, well,
you're done.
We know that. He unfriends you if you leave working with him or for him or anything like that.
You're done.
No longer friends. Mm-mm. But.
I mean,
Fat Boy, who to me is such a pacifist, like he really is. The guy doesn't own a firearm. He does not like conflict at all.
He's never been in a fight in his life.
Never fought in his life.
I think I sense some of that changing. Like if I were in that position yesterday, right, maybe I should.
Yeah.
But if I were in that position yesterday, there's no way I couldn't have said something.
Usually people mellow with age. Fat Boy's doing it the opposite.
I know. I thought it was going down. I was like, oh, boys, here it is.
I missed something.
Nothing happened.
What did you want? Okay.
Well, see,
what would have made Fat Boy happy?
What did you want me to do? Knock his lights out?
At least tell him.
Knock his teeth down his throat?
Goodness.
Say, hey, man, we had some issues. I can't let you leave without giving you at least an earful a little bit.
Well, I mean, he probably knows.
It's
been uttered around plenty. I'm sure he knows.
Like you, what you? So let's okay. So the person that was moving on, right? Mm-hmm. That many years ago, I had a real problem with. Yeah. But since then, there's been no problem.
Always a nice person.
It wasn't
except for those two things.
The problem wasn't fixed, nor was an apology ever issued. But
so it was still an issue.
But it's not an issue. When I think about that person, do I associate those issues? Yeah, I do. But if that person's leaving here, why should I cause problems for me here to get a jab on the way out?
Yeah.
How's it going to cause an issue for you? I don't think you understand your place in this building.
This makes you look bad, for one. Even if it doesn't get you in hot water, it makes you look immature and bad.
Would that person go complain to his new HR person or his former? He couldn't complain to the current.
Yeah, if it's the last day, you still can because
you still
still work there.
Ah,
yeah.
See, that's why I was going to catch him.
That's why
I was going to wait for him out in the parking lot.
Oh, brother!
Yeah, but he has to stay here till 5.
I mean, would Fat Boy say with the person leaving? Hopefully, you won't do that at your next job. Maybe you'll learn from this.
That's a good point. That's a great question. What would you say?
I mean, that's what I would say.
Well, somebody texted said I was a puss, but I'm the only one saying you should confront him on the way out.
Maybe that's why he said that about you.
What? Backwards ass is that?
Discretion, valor, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. He understands it.
I mean, if the person said, hey, do you have any words of wisdom for me or some advice? Possibly the door would have been open then. I would say, don't lie to people's faces over and over again when that person can find out the truth because they lose all faith in you as a person.
That's true.
What if this person would have said, remember when I did this to you? That was fun.
I would have...
remember that?
I would have beat him up and then drug him outside. It's the opposite of a home invasion.
And we've known for some years now that there were two unused seats in the box for that concert we tried to get tickets to and couldn't get tickets to.
I'll tell you, okay. There's two separate issues.
That's the minor offense, I guess.
One, I was... not just me. And that's the thing. I think I took it harder than 9 did. Because 9 was in the same exact boat on both sides. my issue was always the look you right in the eye and literally lie to your face about money. Just lie right to you and realize that word gets back around. The whole thing about saying, would you guys like to go to this concert? And we're like, yeah, hell yeah, that's one of our favorites. And then... no follow-up on it, and then we find out 2 seats sat in the box.
Empty. Nobody used them.
That was dirty.
Nobody used them.
That would...
couldn't give them away because it just chose not to.
But even then, what am I supposed... What? Yeah. He wouldn't have done it. Fat Boy wouldn't have done anything either.
No. But luckily for me, I have $700 worth of tickets to go see that guy March 30th in LaLanna, if anybody wants to go.
Did you pay for him yet?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, well.
I'm working on it.
They break them up in payment plans now.
No, they're paid for.
Oh, they are.
Luckily, I have a wealthy friend.
I was going to say, did you lay away Ticketmaster?
No, when did they start? Luckily, I have a wealthy friend.
Yeah. Oh, you work in radio. You get to go to all the concerts. I work in radio broadcasting, not radio promotions.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's go to, oh, man, this could be deep. Oh. Let's go to Anonymous on line one. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys? Well, thank you. What's up with you?
So I'm actually kind of in the same situation. I'm actually working and notice that nobody knows I'm working. I've got a job that's going to start here at the end of the month with another company. And it's kind of nice to have this unknown power because I'm just waiting for somebody to say something stupid.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Now, what are you going to do, act like Fatboy when they do?
Hey, man, what you gonna say? I'm going straight Fatboy on them.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you have? You have some people there that you have issues with, and if it if they elevate it, then that's the free ride to just go off.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it just light the fuse, man. I mean, the rocket's already there. Just something stupid for them to say, and it's just like, all right, we're firing this thing off.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Man, and in the past, they've kind of been known if you turn a notice in, they usually fire you the next day.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. How long do you have left on the two-week notice?
A week. I've only had one little mini meltdown on them on a conference call in front of everybody.
Mini meltdown.
Now, yeah, a little mini meltdown.
What is your plans for the last day? Surely you got something cooking up.
I actually do have a friend that makes shirts, and I was going to have her make me a T-shirt that says notice.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. And then have everybody sign the back of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's the ones you like.
They used to make you work them. It's like, like you said, they don't make you work them anymore.
Uh-uh. No, because they think you're going to steal or just not work worth a crap for 2 weeks. And they're probably right.
Yeah. Well,
you're not going to steal. Like,
No. Nah, I'm not going to steal anything. But, I've got a week's worth of vacation. I could use, or technically I would get paid for if I worked a notice, but they're not going to do that.
No. Wow. Well, enjoy yourself, sir, and be careful with the meltdowns, even the mini ones. They come back and get you.
Yeah, not worth it.
Tag Fatboy if you get tired.
That's it. Fatboy, you're my inspiration, buddy.
Hey, baby. To what?
Wow.
Eat?
That's a first.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man. Anonymous. Have a good morning.
Checks in the mail.
That was Fatboy's son calling in, I think.
I applaud you for what you did, Matthew. I think you handled it the way you should handle it.
Yeah, you know what, though?
I don't care what Fatboy says.
There was the – when I saw the confrontation, the face-to-face, I'm like, it's going down. It didn't happen that way, but, when the hand was extended, I'm like, there's no way Matt's going to shake his hand.
That is
then the handshake happened.
That is such a dick move, man. It really – if somebody puts out – like, if he had, like, assaulted my mama or done it or done just these – yeah, of course. But he extended his hand. The dude's leaving. I shook his hand. He left.
You know what this conversation is? The reason we call you Matt Man, the reason we call you Fat Boy.
Oh, no.
He got one on you. That's what happened.
He didn't get one
on me. He screwed you twice.
No scoreboard.
Stuck you in the back door.
No scoreboard.
On the way out.
What are you talking about?
You won.
You know what we're talking about.
I know exactly.
Call him up right now. Let's do a TNC.
Can we have time? Do we have time to talk to Wolf Daddy?
Yeah, I guess.
P1 Wolf Daddy. Say hello to Teen Wolf Dad. He's here. Good morning, Wolf Daddy.
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning. What's going on?
How you, sir?
Wonderful. Listen, I'm very close to this deal that you're talking about here, this being a jackass.
Yeah.
One of these things that folks don't really realize is you might be needing that person one day, maybe at a job, because it happened to me. I was able to get a better job because they were leaving and nobody knew where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
And we had it out multiple times. And so, I kind of showed my butt and, later on I had an opportunity to go to this place and didn't know they were there. Went in. Well, they were the person that was doing the hiring. So I just...
Oh, wow.
That wouldn't happen in this case. But that's funny.
No, that would never happen in this case. But, well, did you get the job?
No, I actually saw who it was, and I said, I said, congratulations, I'm going to get on out of here.
Have a good morning, brother. Appreciate you listening.
All right, man.
See you, Wolf Daddy. Wolf, like the wolf, not the woof.
He just turned around and left.
That's funny.
Yeah, my last job before here, I scheduled all my deliveries in the afternoon and then left at lunchtime. Yeah.
But if I was the guy hiring, I would have hired that guy and busted his balls every day.
He made his life a living hell.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Till it ended up like falling down and he came back and slaughtered the whole office.
There's nothing in it if you say something. There's more in it for you if you don't. You don't get anything out of saying something, though.
Well,
you get nothing out of it.
I'll get the satisfaction of him knowing that, hey, you wronged me.
Well, guess what? Remember I shook his hand? Yeah. I had just been to the bathroom, and I didn't wash.
Oh!
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Out of context. But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
P-I-S-S. She hates that word. It is a dirty word.
Man.
It is. It's just weird to say.
Terrible sounding word. It really is.
You going to drain it, Matthew?
Oh, never.
You know what a snake does? Yes. That is, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, that's a terrible sounding word.
She would say ticked off. I'm ticked off. I'm P.O.
Ticked off, P.O. Look at what that S.O.B. did.
But she would she wouldn't say S.O.B.
Oh, okay.
Mary would not say S.O.B. She would say...
So-and-so.
Oh, I'm feeling the beat now.
Oh, that old so-and-so.
That old so-and-so, which is basically...
Same thing.
Parents' way to say son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It is. You so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
You son of a gun.
Uh-huh. Yeah, son of a gun's another one. What is Dad Gummit?
That's Bobby Bowden's.
Dad Blame It? Dad Gummit?
Are those all substitutes for the same thing?
Hillbilly GD?
Kind of, yeah, right?
Yes.
Right?
That's perfect. That's what it is. Dad Gummit.
Well, see... That's my...
Oh, it is, yeah. That's what it says.
What do you...
Yeah.
You Googled that?
Yeah, I Googled Dad Gummit.
How do they word that?
Euphemism for...
Hmm. For?
Well, for what we said it was.
See, like, this is just something that drives me crazy about Fat Boy. You hear the song in the background. Fat Boy is born and raised here. He does not say cussing. He does not say cursing. He says swearing.
Swearing.
Oh,
yeah, man. I don't swear.
You know.
Swear jar. It's not a cussing jar. It's a swear jar. It's not a cursing can. You throw something in the swear jar.
God dog it.
Mother blanker. That's a good one, too. God dog it. Dadgummit's my favorite because of Bobby Bowden. That's all he said.
Dadgummit, yeah.
What was... Okay, this is a good text. 72341, the carolinavapormail.com text line. When my grandma would get mad in traffic, she would say, oh, snickerdoodles. What was she really trying to say?
I think anytime you get that many syllables, you know, it's a compound word.
Blanker, blanker?
Yeah.
I can say the mother part.
Yeah.
Mother blanker.
Yeah.
That's snickerdoodles?
I think so, yeah.
Well, let's match these up then. Dadgummit and Dad Blame It. What are the other ones?
Oh, man, there's a ton. I can't even think of them. You don't have to do them for kids now because kids cuss.
No. I do freaking. That's the one I do on the air the most, I think.
Yes.
I say freaking a lot. Seth Rollins stole it from me. At so-and-so.
You don't like flipping? You say freaking more than flipping?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
God, I don't know the last time I used a euphemism for one.
Yes. There's another. This is on Twitter. My mother would not let us say G-E-E-Z. You know, G's, because she said it was short for taking the Lord's name in vain. And then, see, that's the thing. This is one of my biggest complexes in life, is you could almost say anything around, I mean, with Mary, obviously, it was far worse. But, like, with my dad, you could say pretty much everything around him except GD.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, you didn't like that one.
But he would say, like, my Lord, Matthew. In the grand scheme of things, it is the same thing, just like dadgummit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's the thought process of it, you know? Like, when you say, ah, fiddlesticks, that's, which one is that? Is that just F or is that MF? Ah, fiddlesticks, ah, blanker, blanker.
Yeah, I think it's kind of either one.
Fiddlesticks.
Kind of like, I never heard this much growing up.
Dagnabbit, that's another one.
Heard it on TV and I had a friend whose mom would say it. Shut the front door.
Shut the front door.
Oh, no. Stop.
Oh, dude. I just had a flashback right here. Nowadays, it's not too uncommon if somebody walks in and says, what the F is going on here? But back in the day, your parents would say, what in the Sam Hill is going on here?
Sam Hill.
So
yep.
Sam Hill is the equivalent of the F word.
I guess.
God bless the man named Sam Hill. Everybody just calls him the F word behind his back.
There's that old blank. Yeah, they don't have to match up. Just, you know, they don't have to be the same length. Like Mother Blinker doesn't have to be something that long.
P1 Duck Waiter? Yeah, I guess P1 Duck Waiter says, is Dillweed the parent equivalent of Dickhead? I think so. You uh-huh. Dillweed? Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it's similar to
Crap. Absolutely. That's another
yeah,
one. Dude, that's
common.
The thing that boggles my mind about the S word is all the okay equivalents of. Literally, there's not one that is far more reaching than that word. It's like everybody's, ooh. You just said doo-doo and poop and hockey and crap, but don't you say the S word.
Did one of y'all say son of a biscuit eater yet?
Yeah,
no.
Oh, my God.
I didn't.
I thought you did, man.
Is OMG taking the Lord's name in vain? It is. I mean, it really is. In the grand scheme of things. But now here's what somebody very close to me sometimes will say the GD word, mm-hmm. and they apologize to me. But then they explain to me, well, I just want you to know that I wasn't asking the creator to damn something. I was just saying, you know.
Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it. But that's, you're saying it too, Paige. It's the same thing. Leaping lizards, that's another one. Y'all call in with these cuss words or phrases that your parents used or that you used in front of like
children.
Your kids or whatever.
Yes.
What's your name?
Do you remember the Reeds nine that lived on Third Avenue on Poe Mill?
No.
Oh, you don't remember.
No.
Well, it won't matter then.
No. They have a good one though?
Well, if you don't know it wouldn't matter. Scuzzlebutt. I mean, what is that for? That's something that Mr. Reed would always say. Scuzzlebutt. Did that mean like a hooker?
Mm-hmm.
It did?
Sounds like an STD.
Because scuzzlebutt and scuzz bucket, two different things.
Yeah. It's only just a, you know, just
scuzz bucket?
Just a word, you know.
Jezebel.
Scuzz dumpster.
Yeah.
Depends on how did he use it? In what context did he use it? Talking about a person? Or
you
just say it, you know.
Let's go to P1 Earth Rocker on line 4, 1-800-774-0093. This will be fun. Earth Rocker, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
So in high school, I took this class back up in New York where police officers were the teachers. It was called Freedom and Law.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were pretty cool, and they'd always tell us stories. Well, they told us one story that this is a police officer on the force, our local police force. His name was Richard Weed. So all the police officers would refer to him and said, hey, how's it going, Dick Weed?
That's the worst kind of weed.
What did he say? Skunk weed's worse.
He always would get angry at him.
Yeah, he would.
They just keep doing it.
He could tase you for it now.
He could. He could and drag you outside. Thank you, sir. And thanks for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's classic.
Yeah, what
Golly gee is the 1950s way is to say GD. No, I don't agree with that.
That just is more like, oh, man, I'm amazed by that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's not the same as, oh, my God.
No, it isn't. One that people say because, you know, you've heard people say not just Jesus but full name.
Well, dude, what was your name again?
So they replace it with cheese and rice.
You know what I do?
Cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice.
Yeah, because it sounds similar.
I do feel... And I say Jesus Christ sometimes with an exclamation mark at the end. But
usually, when you're praying.
Usually I say Jesus Christ or Jesus Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christmas. Jeez Louise, I say that a lot too. Yeah. Let's go to P1TKO Andy on line 2. Andy, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Funny words that your parents used to replace real cuss words. What do you got?
Mother Humper.
Mother Humper. That's certainly one that I can recall, too.
Yeah.
Fiddlesticks, fish sticks, a lot of people are saying.
Yeah.
For Pete's sake. What is that a play on, for Pete's sake? That's WTF, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be.
Kind of, yeah.
For Pete's sake. WTF, dude. For Pete's sake, dude.
For the love of Christ. It's the same vein.
Too far.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Have a good morning. Jumping Jehoshaphat. Remember that time?
Yeah, I haven't heard that since I was a kid, man. P1 Leah Schreiber texted in about Matt. You say all foot.
Ah, foot. Yeah.
You know what you're doing there. And hockey. Somebody just texted in hockey, like horse hockey, bull hockey.
Yeah, it's one of those derivatives of the S word you can't say because people decided one day that it was going too far.
Yep.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.